Ooh, all right. Let's get it. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house. Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast, hosted by yours truly, Jason Tyree, husband of almost 18 years, father of four. It's an honor. We are on episode 15. Look at that consistency. I almost didn't do it because this is Easter weekend. Yeah, I was like, no, I gotta pod. I got a pod for y'all. You know? Anywho. Hope you guys enjoyed your Easter. For those who observe it and celebrate it, it's like the Super Bowl for Christians. You know, he rose. Amen. Anywho, definitely got a good topic to talk about today. As you can probably see in the headline there, phone tap. But before we get into that, I just want to thank you guys, the ones who support. And of course, you know, I'm not in it to get millions and millions of listeners or whatever. It's all about me just getting this out and hopefully giving someone else, whether it's one person or whatever, just a different perspective, a different point of view on what men go through who lead households. It's a lot. Some may say it's a thankless job, but despite the difficulties that it may give at times, it's one of the most rewarding positions to be in. And I'm grateful. Not only that, I'm just in a better place mentally. 15 episodes ago, it was rough. Really a dark time in my life, but through prayers, therapy, I'm in a much better place. It was interesting because I was at church today. Again, it's Easter today. And I had a few people come up to me and say, I could tell you're better. Without me even saying a word. It's like, I can just tell you're better. You just look it. Your aura is different. And that's just a testament to God, man, and therapy and consistent folks in my life. Grateful. I don't know if I have time to do the Lees. And for those who don't know what the Lees are, I usually do four Lees. It originated when I tend to ask my best friends. I talk to them just about every day. And we talk on this app called Marco Polo. And occasionally, I would hit them up and say, how y'all doing with the Lees, man? And the Lees are emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And so we kind of give each other a report of where we are with those four things and kind of go there. Because it's easy for guys to, you know, talk and it's just about sports or it's very surface level. But occasionally, I like to check in with them. Because I know for me, I can go on and on and talk about different things, whether it's 49ers or me hating the Lakers or the Cowboys or hating Duke. Praise the Lord, Duke lost today. Hallelujah. That still doesn't negate the fact that my Tar Heels lost earlier, but we off that. But see how easy that was? I was just started rambling about sports. We can ramble about other men things, you know, but we're all going through something. And I think it's apropos to just kind of check in. Be like, yo, I know the Cowboys suck, but man, how are you doing? Like, for real, for real. And I should have did that. There was a few opportunities this weekend. I could have done that. And I'm going to be more conscious of it when I run into folks. But yeah, so I guess I'll do a brief update on how I'm doing in those four areas. And I think who's ever listening to this, ask a head of household those four questions. How are you doing mentally? How are you doing emotionally? How are you doing spiritually? How are you doing physically? Ask them. Because a lot of times we have the answer, but it's internal. And so when you give us those questions, it forces us to say it out loud so we can put it in the atmosphere, really hear what we're saying. And if it's not good, hopefully the change can start happening. And if it is good, hopefully it's encouraging. So I'll start with mentally, I'm a lot better. I feel like I have more control mentally. I'm more mentally aware of things. I think the most important thing is I don't feel as bogged down and exhausted than I did a few months ago. So there's that. Emotionally, I feel like I'm in a good place emotionally. I'll be transparent. I'm interested to kind of see how tomorrow, which is today, because I'm releasing it a day early. But when this podcast, which is today, releases, it will be the 6-year anniversary of my father passing away. And so I'm interested to see how that's going to pan out for me. Because I've been feeling some kind of way. And I think the older that I'm becoming, I'm morphing into him in some aspects, especially looks. There's some sayings that he used to say that I was like, I'll never say that. And I catch myself saying it. It's crazy. I think the other day I like shocked myself and I laughed just like him. And I was like, all right, this is weird. So it's like he never left. It's like I just took over his features. And it's so weird. Because again, the more age kicks up on me, the more the older I get, the more I look like him. So I'm not going to lie. Like those who are watching this, I shaved my beard off because, you know, for those who know me for the past 3 or 4 years, I stay with a beard, full beard. So this is like the least amount of facial hair I've had in a long time, which is also hilarious because I'm like, dang, my face was this round. My face was never round growing up. It was very like thin and narrow, but man, that's what age will do to you, which I guess transitions to physically. I gotta do better, bro. Like I'm not saying I'm fat, but I need to lose weight. I need to get back in the gym. And y'all supposed to be holding me accountable, because I keep saying that, oh, I'm going to get in the gym. I ain't touched the gym. And my eating is trash. I've been eating trash. Okay. Yeah, I've been eating trash, but it's not like I'm stuffing my face. Like I'm developing poor eating habits and chalking it off as, oh, I guess since I didn't eat till noon or one, I guess I'm intermittent fasting by accident. Like, you can't do that. It's bad. And then when I do eat, it's not good. So those things have to change. It has to. And that's probably why my face is round. If I can lose about 10 to 15 pounds, I'm good. Keep it off. I'm good. We'll get there, though. I don't have a lot to lose. So there's that. Spiritually, always going to say, oh, it could be better. You're always going to say that, right? For me, what I want to ramp up in my spiritual life is reading. I want to read more. I just want to increase in my reading. Whether it's, yes, the Bible, but then some cross-reference books and dig a little deeper into the word. And so that's another thing I look to improve on this year. So there's that. All right. Topic of the day. But before I get into the topic of the day, look at me remembering stuff. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, at the Tyree Fam. For those who are watching on Facebook and YouTube, thank you, first and foremost. Go ahead, like, comment, subscribe. Well, you don't subscribe on Facebook, but like the Tyree Family page. Really appreciate that. Share this joint. There's a little share button. Say, oh, check out this podcast. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. And comment. I kind of want to hear some feedback from you guys, whether it's, hey, man, podcast is great, or, hey, you can improve here, or, hey, I have a question about being, the man of the house. How did you go about this? Yada, 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 blase, blase. I'm going to just let you guys know now, because I've been kind of alluding to it. Once I hit episode 20, that's when the guests are going to start rolling in. I want to at least get to episode 20 before I start doing that, because I want to be consistent in this. And we're getting there. We're 5 episodes away. Yeah, 5 episodes away. So there you have it. And those who are listening on streaming platforms, thank you. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Share it. Say, hey, I found this podcast where this guy is talking about being the man of the house. That's not common. Just take a listen. It's not long. I try to keep these within 20, 25 minutes. I probably go even less because it's just me right now. But when we have guests, probably be longer. Anywho, the topic of the day, phone tap. What is that about? So, 3 out of my 4 kids, they have cell phones. Because we are in a different age. We're in a different era of life. This is not the 90s, okay? I did not have a cell phone until I was in college. Matter of fact, if I saw a cell phone when I was about 13, 14 years old, I would say, oh, man, they must be a dope dealer or a very rich person. I think the first cell phone I ever saw or a phone outside of the house, it was a guy that lived on my block. I'm not going to say his name, but it was a guy who lived on my block. He had the best looking house on the block. He had a Mercedes. And inside his Mercedes, he had a car phone. And I was like, oh, snap, they got phones outside of the house. How does that work? So that was cool to see. That was super early 90s, too. I was like, oh, snap, dude must be rich. But other than that, man, everybody had beepers. It was beepers, and then when cell phones started gaining steam and people started purchasing cell phones more, you had the Nokia brick phone. Oh, man, them Nokia brick phones, dog. I used to play Snake on it and everything. Oh, man. And them things were indestructible. Trust me. But, yeah, I'm not going to go through the history lesson of cell phones. We already know that. Let me get back to the subject at hand. Three of my four kids have cell phones. And those who are new, I have four kids, ages 16, 14, 13, and 8. Yes. Matter of fact, my youngest is going to be turning 9 in a couple of weeks. She is excited. The rest of them will be turning a year older in their respective months this year. So anywho, the teenagers have cell phones, and you can't really parent these kids today like you grew up, because times are different. Technology's faster, more accessible. A whole myriad of things. Because in my mind, I'm like, yo, why don't I just tell them to pick a branch off the tree and just whip them? Or just get my belt and just, you know, or take all of their devices and force them to just, I don't know, drink out the water hose and run around in the streets. Like, I could, but it's different. It's different. Anywho, they have cell phones. So with that being said, you have to parent differently. You don't have to parent passively. You just have to parent differently. So periodically, without announcing, without warning, without any of that, we say, oh, guess what? Let me see your phone real quick. Let me see your phone real quick. Thank you. I get back. We collect phones. We don't give them. We don't say, hey, we about to collect phones at such and such a clock. Nah, because then they can go ahead and prepare to delete stuff or move stuff around. Nah, it's impromptu. Yoink, yoink, yoink. Give me these phones. And so we take their phones and we look through it, because we have the passcode to all of their phones. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is scary. It is scary, because it's like, oh, I hope the things we've been teaching our kids, they are operating. Like, they're going to be curious. They are going to be curious. There's going to be peer pressure, but you get a little nervous because you're like, what are we about to find in these phones? What is about to happen? So, holding our breaths, like, Lord, please don't let us see anything crazy. However, if we do see something crazy, we can address it and go from there. So, it's not like, wow, that was there the whole time. It's not like, in a way, yes, it's good for us to not find anything, but I kind of want to find something, because I know my kids aren't perfect. And I'm not going to be walking around like my kids are perfect. So anyway, check my son's phone first. And this is not the first time we've done this. But like the very first time we checked phones, oh boy, it was a disaster. Oh gosh. We was finding all sorts of stuff. I was like, nah, chief. But the past couple of times, I have been really proud of my son because he's the oldest. He's the only one in public high school. Like my oldest daughter, she's homeschooled, but she's in high school as well, but she's homeschooled. So my son is faced with probably the most temptation of the bunch. Well, I say that now, but that's actually not true now. Well, yeah, that's still kind of true. He's faced with the most temptation. But I love how he is starting to take a stand in a few things in his life, where even if he's in group chats and stuff like that, he pretty much makes it clear, hey, I don't talk like that. I don't cuss like that. And they kind of know him for not doing that, which is so dope. So dope that he's not following the crowd. He's really heavy into Christian hip hop. And surprisingly, I had nothing to do with that. You would think me, who used to be a Christian hip hop artist, who went to Oral Roberts University, who's done all these things, right? You would think me, who's a hip hop head at heart anyway, me would have taught my son that. Nope. He may have picked up some things, you know, adjacent, but I didn't directly say, yo, you better listen to this. And this is who you, no, he's doing this all on his own. And it's so refreshing to see. And then what blessed me even more was, he's starting to do devotions on his own. Like, that's so dope, man. That's so dope. As much flack as I give him, I gotta give him kudos for that. That's dope. That's dope. He didn't pass with flying colors, however. There was one thing that I had to address him about, and I was like, yo, you got to delete it. You got to delete it. You don't want that to be a temptation. You got to delete it. So he took care of that. He deleted it. We good to go. My oldest daughter checked her phone. From the moment we started checking phones, she's been consistently A-okay. Like consistently. So we don't really have much to worry about from her. So yeah. Now the second girl, the 13-year-old one, she goes to public middle school. Because she used to be homeschooled, but now she's in public school. And then she's going to be going to high school in the fall. I'm going to have three high schoolers. Lord help me. But this one here, this girl here, it was not good. It wasn't good. This isn't the first time it wasn't good. The first time she was watching like some not so good videos, definitely listening to some crazy, like, okay, let me not say crazy stuff that she shouldn't be listening to, songs that, girl, you don't even know, you're not even grown enough to know what they're talking about type stuff, right? So I'm like, all right, you need to relax. So she improved on that. However, Where she failed was group chats. Now, I understand that you can get invited into group chats against your will, pretty much, to an extent, because you still give me your number out. That's neither here nor there, but you can still be added to group chats against your will, but you can also leave the group chats. And that's what we was telling her. I was like, you ain't got to sit here and take it, because the group chats she was in, pure filth. It was filth. I'm like, where are these kids' parents? Like, how come they not monitoring their kids' phones? Because they out here wilding in this group chat. I mean, some of the most inappropriate things I have ever seen in this group chat. And now my daughter's eyes and ears are open to this crap. So I'm like, you need to leave the group chat, and whoever added you to this group chat, you need to block them. And or tell them to delete your number. They don't deserve your number. And you don't need to be seeing this crap, because it's making you look crazy out here. And you don't have to feel pressured into engaging in the group chat, because that's what was happening too. She was just engaging. Not, she wasn't like explicit or nasty with it. She's just like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. Like, don't even say that. Get out of that group chat. So yeah, that was tough. That was tough to see. Like, as a grown adult, I'm like, yo, I wouldn't even want to be in these group chats. Y'all are wilding. So anywho, we took her phone, and she'll get it back at a later date and time. And she's going to hopefully learn and grow from this. But yeah, if you're parents of kids who have phones, don't let them just run on nilly-willy with their devices. Check them. Don't even announce it. Check them. And if you don't have the passcode to your own child's devices, that's crazy, first and foremost. Nah, Face ID, the whole nine. Just, I don't care how it goes. I'm getting into your phone whenever I feel like it. Because you don't have privacy under my roof. Now, when you get your own roof and you start paying your own bills, privacy is all good. But not under my roof. So, men of the house, head of household, don't give your kids too much privacy. Privacy, you kidding me? Anywho, that's it. That's what I wanted to share with you guys on this episode 15. Thank you again for tuning in. And yeah, this one went a little longer than I expected. But I'm glad that I was able to give this to you. So until next time, you have a great week. And I will holla at y'all next week. Peace out. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could break a